Chuck Chad Freestyle for the Dog Days of Podcasting, Season 4, Episode 3. That makes this August 6, 2015. Hey everybody, this is Chuck, and I hope you join me for the next few minutes as I take a walk around the block and do my Dog Days podcast. Back in Phoenix, up a little early, not terribly early. I guess this is normal. Out for a walk at 7 a.m. before it gets too hot. I think yesterday we reached about 110, which is just pool inviting. And we've got the pool converted over to salt water now. That happened Monday just before we left town. Haven't had a chance to jump in yet. It's calling me, it's beckoning me. But we got home a little after dark last night and didn't really feel like going in the pool. I was kind of wiped from the drive and half a day of work. And now I've got a bazillion tasks from our last day and a half that have to be done by the end of the quarter. September 30th. Seems like a long way away, but it's not. In my mind, that's about 6 weeks. And I think 6 weeks ago, I was scheduled to go out to San Diego for the first of 5 weeks in a row. So it's going fast. The drive back was very nice. Enjoyed listening to everybody's Dog Days of podcast for day one and two, where they were posted. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. The very familiar. Haven't heard some of your voices and theme music for about a year. And it brought back some memories that last year, during the Dog Days, we were packing up. I can distinctly recall listening to some of you while we were having some of those backyard fires, burning the last of the firewood, and apologize for the, you know what, I'm going to take two blocks. I feel like walking by the noisy landscapers, you can hear the blowers and the trimmers and things in the distance. At least I can hear them. I suspect you can too, and they're half a block away. So we'll go the other way. Make it a little longer trip, but I'll get to talk to you a little bit more. But yeah, burning wood and packing up boxes and stacking them in the garage and hauling them to the creepy warehouse. Oh, it seems like decades ago already. But it was just a year ago. So good to hear from you again. And good to hear some new voices. Steve Webb and... I can't even pronounce some of them. A lot of fun. Having a lot of fun this year on the Dog Days of Podcasting. And it is a challenge to listen to everybody. I'll admit I didn't get through it all. But do my best to sample around and see what's what. There are definitely some new and interesting shows showing up on the feed. You'll also get some cross-show commentary between them. I heard Dave Slusher's name mentioned a few times, and Craig, of course, the inventor, what do you call this, of the Dog Days. I just realized I have no idea what street I'm on. I just walked up the hill and turned. I've never been on this block before. Some nice houses here. And Michael Butler has once again joined us. Thank you very much, Rock and Roll Geek Show. Ding! And he was mentioning that the podcast movement, which I didn't realize actually moved, but they were in Texas this year and they'll be in Chicago next year. Had I been in Wisconsin, I might have actually gone to the one in Chicago. But the hill's getting me a little winded. I apologize. I don't normally care to do these walking, talking podcasts because the cadence of the speaking is hard to maintain while you're walking. As well as, I don't know, they're a little hard to listen to myself. So if you don't care for them, I understand this isn't the one for you. But I will be getting to my movie review in just a second. The, Michael, don't fret. Craig and I feel your frustration and pain and the recognition that comes or doesn't come with that. You know what the problem is, Michael? There's no category for shows like yours or ours. It's just, hey, somebody's got the same travertine tile as we've got. Now I know what it'll look like when it gets a little older. Funny how you start looking at things when you do it yourself. And the first time I grouted a bathroom, I couldn't help but notice everybody else's grout jobs in public restrooms and bathrooms, private homes and things. When you do your patio with tile, you recognize everybody else who does the same kind of tile, or what kind of tile you don't like. Well, this is very ADD today. Hopefully I won't see a squirrel or a jackrabbit or anything else. All right, downhill slope. Shouldn't be a problem breathing and talking at the same time. Personal business. Happy birthday to our wonderful, loving, beautiful, smart, adorable daughter, Julie. She is doing very well, albeit far, far away. Don't get to see her as much. Planning on getting to see her Christmas, and very much looking forward to that. So, happy birthday to her. If you happen to hear this on the 6th, jump on Facebook. Wish her a happy birthday. She'd love to hear from you. Even if, let's see, I don't think you can do that unless you're her friend. So, you could friend her. She was a member of the Technorama crew. Well, technically still is. I invite her. If she wants to jump on Sunday nights on Skype, we can have her and Craig remotely. And I would love to... She was always a fun element to the show. Ever since it started back in 2005, 2004, whatever it was. She's... Both my daughters have a geek streak to them. Just that Julie, being a little more mathematical, seemed to be aligned a little closer with... Well, I shouldn't say there's an alignment thing. That sounds biased. But Julie was the one to watch things like Monty Python and Spaceballs with me. She got that kind of humor. Lisa never really cared for that. But Lisa's geek streak is more along the gadgets, the hardware, the software. She's very quick and adept at picking those things up and even showing me iOS features, even though she doesn't have an iOS phone. So it's an interesting balance those two bring. The all right, movie review. Today's movie, since I've rambled on 7.5 minutes on personal stuff. Quick movie review. Today's movie is The Godfather from 1972, I believe. I had not seen this until recently, front to back. I know a lot of references. Because as I was growing up, being Italian, I know they're not Italian, but they're, Sicilian, I think? The Corleone family? There were always some references in there. Or my parents' friends would come over and go, "Hey, Carlo, you're going to take over the family business?" And obviously there are shows and movies that make reference to this on a regular basis. I know lots of comedians doing their Don Corleone impersonation. And I think even The Simpsons had a reference to the horse in the horse head in the bed. So even before they set up the scene, I knew what the scene was coming. It wasn't that predictable, though. It was an interesting movie, and the thing I didn't realize until I watched it, obviously, was the movie really isn't about Don Corleone. He's sort of the setup character. If you haven't watched this, I'm sorry. Spoilers 43 years later are not spoilers. But it's a very good movie. Well-written. I didn't know what to expect. So it was a good movie from that standpoint. I like that, when you don't know what to expect. Obviously, it won on a lot of awards, so I just never felt compelled to watch it until this summer, when I was going through a little movie list and said, you know what? Add that to my list. But the movie is not about Don Corleone. He kind of sets things up and kind of guides you into the ruthlessness and the way that the family works. It's really about the evolution of his son, Michael, and the stuff that goes on around him to shape him. Because he comes back, he enters the movie, he's, I don't know if he's a war veteran, or he's still fighting the war, or what his exact role is, but he's in uniform. And he really doesn't want any part of the violence of the mafia and being a don. But the situation kind of puts him in that position. And then because of something he's done to protect the family, He's got to leave the country. He goes back to the old country and falls in love. That literally blows up in his face. They murder his new wife just as they were planning to come back to the U.S. anyway. And then he realizes he's not safe there either from his enemies. And comes back and is really transformed by the whole experience over the last few years. It sounds like it's one of those books that or movies that would be better in a book. They're going to go into a lot more depth, a lot more emotion. I should look for that on Audible. That would be an interesting listen. I would love to do that now. Mario Puzo is the author of the book. I do remember that. My parents had that book on their shelf for a very, very long time. Probably still do. And he was a co-producer, co-director? I can't remember. He had a hand as I was watching the credits. I went, oh my gosh, he didn't just turn his book rights over. He helped craft this thing. So the movie has his fingerprints all over it as much as the book does. But I'd like to get the book side of things to see how that went. Anyway, let's give this thing a rating. One is, I want to throw up. 10 is, had to watch it all the way through, couldn't stop. Want to watch Godfather 2 and 3. I would give this a solid 9. Really, it's a good movie. It's held up well. It's got romance. It's got violence. I wish it was a little longer, because some of the things did seem to jump. So if there's anything to rip it on, then that would be it. I would say it needs more depth. It should have been more like a... I think it was a 3-hour movie. I remember, when I was a kid, people would go, wow, that was a really long movie, because typical movies were not that long. This might have been one of the first, I don't know what they call them, extended length, because a typical movie was 2 hours in the 70s and 80s. I think it probably still is. But more and more of them are getting to be that 3-hour format. So, yeah, a good 9. And with that, I will leave it just shy of 13 minutes. Thank you very much. Before we get into the territory where the garbage trucks are coming by, I am almost around my 2 blocks, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Happy dog days, everyone. One, zero, one.